Assessing ground stability, obstacles, extraction path, and anchor requirements. Preparing to tow or recover a casualty from hostile terrain involves a systematic assessment of ground stability, obstacles, extrication path, and anchor requirements to ensure a safe and effective operation. Here is a step-by-step process for this assessment. Safety briefing and team coordination. Gather the recovery team and conduct a safety briefing to ensure everyone understands their roles and responsibilities. Establish clear communication protocols and signals. Assessment of ground stability. Evaluate the terrain's stability and ground conditions. Consider factors such as soil type, slope, weather conditions, rain can make terrain unstable, and any signs of instability, cracks, loose rocks, etc. Determine if the ground can support the weight of the recovery vehicle and the casualty. Obstacle assessment. Identify obstacles in the recovery path such as rocks, trees, or other terrain features that may impede progress. Assess the size, shape, and stability of these obstacles. Plan for their avoidance or removal, if necessary, using appropriate tools and equipment. Extrication path planning. Determine the best route to reach the casualty, considering ground stability and obstacles. Prioritize safety by avoiding steep inclines, unstable terrain, or areas prone to avalanches or landslides. Mark the extrication path clearly, using markers or guides if possible. Anchor requirements. Assess the need for anchors to secure the recovery vehicle and prevent it from sliding or tipping over during the operation. Identify natural anchors like sturdy trees or rocks, or consider using artificial anchors like winch points or ground anchors. Ensure that anchors are placed at safe distances and angles to provide effective support. Equipment and gear check. Ensure that all recovery equipment, such as winches, cables, straps, and hooks, are in good working condition. Verify that all safety gear, including helmets, harnesses, and gloves, is available and properly maintained. Prepare any specialized equipment needed for the specific terrain and casualty. Risk assessment and mitigation. Conduct a thorough risk assessment to identify potential hazards and risks associated with the recovery operation. Develop a risk mitigation plan that includes contingency measures and escape routes in case of unexpected situations. Casualty assessment. Assess the condition of the casualty to determine the appropriate method of extraction and any medical requirements. Coordinate with medical personnel if necessary and ensure that the casualty is stabilized before attempting recovery. Execution and monitoring. Begin the recovery operation, following the planned extrication path and using anchors and equipment as required. Continuously monitor ground stability, obstacles, and the condition of the recovery vehicle and casualty during the operation. Maintain clear communication among team members and be prepared to adapt the plan if conditions change. Debriefing and evaluation. After the recovery is complete, conduct a debriefing session to discuss what went well and any lessons learned. Document any equipment damage or issues for future maintenance. Review the operation and consider improvements for future operations. By following this systematic process, you can ensure a safer and more effective recovery of a casualty from hostile terrain, minimizing risks to both the recovery team and the casualty.